Blog Talk Radio.
Angry Bastard Radio. I'm your boy GQ. I'm going through some financial problems as of right about now, so I'm a little pissed off at the fucking world. Pissed off at myself, because, you know, sometimes things don't happen unless you fuck up. So you gotta admit fault. You can't blame everybody for your mistakes. But I was also screwed out of my car note because of the fact of them giving me a 17.75% interest rate. Come to find out, that's terrible. Yeah, they lowered my payments, which I told them that I'm not walking out of here without $400 a month. They know nothing now. So what they said was, oh, well, we'll lower your payments, and you have to put nothing down. I'm like, yeah, good, I'm not putting nothing down. I went in there like I was demanding something. Like, I got something. I walked out of there with a dildo in my ass. No homo, pause. With no lube, because they raped me. Yes, they did. What happened was, went in there, told them I'm walking out, came back. They said, okay, look, it's the deal. We'll give you the car. No payment down, no nothing, and it'll be at $490. I said, all right, fuck it, whatever, no money down? Bet, we got a deal. But what they failed to tell me was my interest rate, and my interest rate was 17.75. I didn't realize anything about it. I thought I had a deal. Come to find out, I got dealt with and got abused because I had no idea. My phone's about to die, people. Hold on. Phone's about to die. Hopefully I can save it before it dies. Yeah, sorry about that, people. Yeah, well, like I was saying, so I got that high-ass interest rate, and it's terrible. It was fucking, it's terrible. And that was in 05, I got an 04, and now I'm paying on a stock car that's an 04, paying roughly it's $490. That's how much it costs. I've been paying $500 a month. Like, that extra $10 is going to do anything. It's just fucking amazing. It really is. And I've been suffering ever since. Now everyone's telling me, yeah, you need to get rid of a car. You need to get rid of a car. Nobody's going to buy that car for the price that I owe. And it's like, the car company is even telling me, oh, well, you need to pay more than $500 a month to really have, you know, to really afford to show towards the car. These assholes are telling me to pay like fucking $700-$800 towards it. I don't have it like that. I don't have $800 to put down on a fucking stock car. Are you serious? I got all the bills to fucking pay. So everyone's telling me to fucking just get rid of the fucking car. You know? And then when it gets to the point where I'm about to do that, people are telling me, oh no, it's not good, it'll fuck your credit up. And someone told me today, file for bankruptcy. Like, I don't want to do that either. I was told you would never get a house if you have a bankruptcy on it. It takes 10 years for that shit to clear. And damn it, I'm 28. I'm not waiting until I'm 38. Living in an apartment. I'm good. So it's just a lot of bullshit going on. And sometimes things have to happen like this for you to realize that, you know, the Lord is still there. I mean, you can't get all angry and, oh my God, God doesn't like me. You can't get like that. But then, I know it sucks. But remember this, it always can be worse. You know? It can always be worse. 6-4 in the building. So, you know, that's why I'm like, you know what, fuck it. I mean, I'm going through this problem now. In about a good 2 weeks, I'm going to be ducking the repo man. I mean, but it is what it is. It's to a point where I just want to call them up, like, yo, you know what? Come get this fucking car that y'all rate me for. Come get it. Sell my shit, and I'll pay the difference. Just fucking come get it. Then we ain't got to pay this high-ass insurance for a fucking car that's not worth it. And I got to pay the fucking car note. I'll just give me a used car for $4,000. Come get this motherfucker. I don't want it. You want it so bad, you want to send me these threatening letters? Okay, come get it. Get this shit off my hands. You're not going to mess my credit up. You're not going to put a repo on my credit. Why? Because you want me to pay for the difference of what you sell my car for. If I don't pay that, then it counts as a repo. Come get this shit. You sell the car for me, so that way, instead of me owing fucking $12,000, $15,000, I'll only owe maybe $5,000. So you want to do me that favor? Come on, chief. Come fucking get me. Come on, get this car. And then another thing that's a plus is the fact that when they do sell the car, and they ask you for the difference that they, you know, that's left over, if there's money left over, what they do is, you know, all the interest rates that you get. No, you don't get interest rates on that. No, see, now you're not driving the car no more. So they don't give you interest rates. They just say, okay, boom, you owe $5,000. You need like a payment plan? Of course. And you can pay $250 a month. And guess what? It's all going towards the car. No interest rate. Fucking amazing, man. This world is fucking ridiculous. 6'4 in the fucking building, man. Who tells I gotta say it?
6'4. What's the problem over here?
Oh, man. Fucking. I sprint. Yeah, you know, I hate when I fucking tell a bill company, yo, are you gonna take it out today? Yo, we're gonna take the money out today. You give them a check number and all. We're gonna take it out today. You sure? You can take it out today, because the money's in there today. You're going to take it out today. You don't want to take it out today. You look in your bank account, still in there. 3 days later, you look in your bank account, still in there. A week later, you look in your bank account, still there. So you're going to take it out that day. Sprint. You can take it out today? See, we're going to take it out today. Then your phone's going to be back on. Okay, bet. Phone back on. Did they take the money out? I'm thinking they did. I go spend the money. I go to go buy some fucking hauls. Your card is not working. It's declined. Really? Okay. I'll just take it off the Mac machine. It's cool. Transaction canceled. Insufficient funds. Really? Okay. Let me check my account balance. Oh, negative $99. Oh, because Sprint decided to fucking send it in today. Get the fuck out of here, man. Fucking unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, man. It's amazing.
So niggas giving you problems?
Yeah, they certainly are, but I mean, what can you do?
They turned you off?
Huh?
Said they turned you off?
I mean, they ain't turned me off, but it's like, it's just a bunch of bullshit. It's like bill stacked on a bill on a bill on a bill. I ain't even pay my fucking rent yet. And rent comes before everything. So now I'm going to have to hurry up Wednesday night, midnight Thursday, whatever y'all want to say. And I got to hurry up and take the money out. Oh, I got to take the money out before they take all the negatives out of my fucking money. So I can give my apartment 75% of the money that I owe them. Insurance comes out tomorrow. I'm in a negative 99, which means I'm in a negative 300 and some change. No, actually 400 and some change. It's ridiculous. I hate fucking banks. I hate banks. I mean, a lot of people say, well, you're irresponsible. You should manage your money. You're right. How about I just close my bank account and keep the money in my fucking pocket? So when I don't have no more money in my pocket, you don't have no more money. So therefore, now you know, okay, well, there's no overdrafts or none of that shit. You can tell your bill collectors, yo, boom. I'm not sending you no money because I don't have any money. Not no, well, just set it up and just take it out. I hate that shit. The only reason why I did it is because they threatened me about my repo. And I know about Flex. It was a letter that they sent in the mail that I've never seen before. It seemed like it was one of those, oh, you think we're serious? You think we're playing? You know, we're serious type letters. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to stop playing with these niggas, because the worst feeling in the world, oh, by the way, SD, you're unmuted. The worst feeling in the world is to go inside of a motherfucking CVS to come out to notice that your car is not there no more. I'd rather a motherfucker steal my car than a repo creep up on me with his bitch ass, say, oh, he's in the store. Let me take his car while he's in the store. You bitch. Anybody that's a repo man listening to this show right now is a fucking pussy. Makes no sense. Man, that's not even what to add fucking fuel to the fire. GQ has snitch patrol.
GQ has
I have snitch patrol.
What the fuck is that?
Snitch duty.
What's that?
Jury duty.
You're not a snitch if you're on a jury, nigga. You might be
somebody
that's innocent to go home, nigga.
Well, I don't believe in the court system.
I mean, that's something totally different, but you could play your part by being a good juror.
Okay, well, if I'm going to play my part, damn it, why the fuck I got to get paid $5 a day? You want to pay me $5 a day when I'm making fucking $15 an hour?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm working 8 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
So just 1 hour, I'm making $15, and you want to give me $5 for 1 day of being in a fucking tight-ass, hot-ass fucking courtroom for, like, fucking 6 hours. $5? Mexicans make more money than that in 1 hour.
If you don't want to do that shit, God, it's not difficult for the niggas not to select you, God. It's really not that hard.
So what I gotta do, go in there like dressed up like a thug?
You gotta go in there and act ignorant, God. The niggas ain't gonna fucking pick no ignorant motherfucker to be in the stand. That's all I did.
So what did you do?
I just went in there and just acted ignorant like a motherfucker. And they just
yeah, well, what do you consider ignorant? Because ignorant is, you know, I wouldn't act too ignorant. Niggas lock me the fuck up.
Just went in there and
answered
questions half-assed.
What happened?
Just went in there and answered questions half-assed.
My mother said that if they ask you about a case, be like, you know, like if they say, do you know anybody that got raped or some shit like that? You'd be like, yeah, I think all rapists should go to burning hell. Okay, you know what? You can go home.
You answer like that to niggas, it's like, all right, they'll finish the process, and niggas will be like, you can go home.
I mean, you know what? And so you do, there are people out in the world that actually like doing that shit. Like, they want to do jury duty. And it's like, you know what? Why do you have, out of all the people that are jobless, especially in this day and time, there's a lot of people that would like to be snitches. Why don't you get a hold of them and let them do it and pay them more than $5 a day? Like, people would love to do that. You know?
Yeah.
Me? I don't want to do that. I really don't want to. Don't get twisted. There's nothing but females in court. Because, you know, the court that I'm going to is right next to the fucking prison, and the prison, you know, they got their shorties outside, you know, doing sign language and shit through the fucking windows and shit. How they see that shit, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
But, it's like, people like to do that shit, you know? I'm not one of them. And it's like, they schedule my shit 2 months from now, so I got to count down the fucking days.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a pain in my fucking ass. Pain in my ass. Now, it's like fucking. What trips me out is the fact that you have to sign up for that selective service bullshit. And if you don't, I think they said you can get locked up for some dumb shit like that. Like some, you can get into trouble for not signing up. Okay, whatever. That may be true. But what you're telling me is I have to sign up. It's not a right. I have to sign up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have to sign up. But I don't have to register to vote. But I have to sign up for Selective Service so you can draft me and you can send me to jury duty to pay me $5 lousy a day. But I don't have to register to vote, especially if it's going to be for a black president. Oh, okay.
It's funny, I never got paid for jury duty.
Wow. Are you serious?
Yep.
You never got that $5 bullshit check in the mail?
What? Nah, God, I never got paid for that shit. She's so fucking
awesome. Wow. Shit. I mean, $5 can get you really nothing nowadays, but, you know, it is.
One of them niggas can bother me for another 4 years. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, so that's how long it goes?
Yeah.
That's probably why they sent my shit in. I ain't go. Actually, I went in 05, so it was like about 3 years ago. That's the last time I went. But it's like, it's a fucking amazing, man.
Amazing?
Like, yeah, like, you don't have to vote, you know, but you have to do jury duty. You have to do that. But you don't have to vote. Nah, you don't have to vote. It's cool. Oh, and how about you go overseas and kill some Muslims and some Islamic people that, you know, 9 times out of 10 didn't have nothing to do with 9/11. But come over and kill them. Even though you're 18 years old. But when you go back home to celebrate, you better stay your ass out of the liquor store. Because you're not at the legal age to drink. But you're old enough to shoot an Arab, but you're not old enough to drink. Oh, I get it. So I can bust a gun at 18, but I can't drink alcohol.
How many niggas you know that's 18 and actually went over there, dog?
Huh?
How many motherfuckers do you know that was 18 and actually went over there?
I mean, I don't know, but, I mean, you can be 18 and they will send you over there. I know 18-year-olds that weren't in Iraq, but they was overseas. I know a couple of 18-year-olds.
I'm cool with that. Send me overseas. Get the fuck out of New York.
I mean, but it's like, it's amazing. It's just, this fucking United States is fucked up, man. It's like, it's fucked up, but I enjoy living here because, you know, in a sense, I'm free, but I'm not free. Because I can't do whatever the fuck I want to do without being fucked with by the law. So in a sense, you're free, but you're not free. I'd rather live here than anywhere else, though. Because overseas, they all fucked up.
Mm.
So, I mean, I'll give it to them right now. But when niggas find out the truth about September 11th, they're not going to be able to control the United States, yo. This shit's going to be havoc.
Mm.
That's why they better keep that shit covered up as much as possible. If that shit let out and someone actually starts fucking believing it, someone important, it's going to be crazy. No one's going to believe in the government. It's going to be crazy. Now, I will say this. As much as, you know, we talk about how cops is this, cops is that, this world would be fucked up if there was no law and no police. First of all, niggas be getting robbed left and right.
Niggas
would be getting raped left and right. There wouldn't be that many successful people in the world because niggas would be hating.
It will be the strong versus the weak, basically. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, pretty much.
Just like anything else. But, y'all, there's this fucking magazine called Don Diva.
anybody who's interested in like learning more about the legal system and police and exactly what the war on drugs and the war on crime means, what it actually means, the war on drugs. You know what I'm saying? And check that out. I think it's last month's issue, which would be September's issue.
Uh-huh.
Word. That shit was definitely enlightening.
It's all about federal and Don Diva.
That's all, man. Like, that shit was informative. I haven't read Feds in a minute, but that Don Diva, yeah, it does. It's actually, that shit is like the gravel, nigga. The paper's made out of fucking blacktop and shit. That's how street that shit is. That shit gets down to the bottom.
Definitely does.
You touch the core, you know what I'm saying? So you can see, like, who's doing what, who's making the money, who's killing niggas.
Last Feds I read was T. Rogers on the front.
Oh, Lord.
How long ago was that?
That was you said Don Diva magazine?
Yo.
That's what you said?
What?
Don Diva magazine?
Mm-hmm.
How can I put this? If you have a fire department, no, say you live in the suburbs and you have police out there,
mm-hmm.
and nothing ever pops off. It's a nice neighborhood. How can you, and cops never have shit to do, what can cops do to make it seem like they're actually doing their job so that people actually believe in the police?
Stop playing shit on niggas.
Exactly. So, for instance, the government. Hey, that's smart, and the government's been doing it for years. Like, you know, this world would be a lot better without the United States fucking shit up. But they send people overseas, they do stupid shit. Let's start something. That's like, you know, you and SD being peaceful. I'm like, you know what? I'm tired of these niggas always getting along. Fuck it. I'm a lie and say, SD fucked 6'4 baby mom.
Mm-hmm.
And then before you know it, now y'all niggas is beefing. Why? Because I started some shit. And it gets people going. So this world would be a lot better. They said, world, the peace on earth. First of all, everyone would be peaceful, and there'd be a lot of peace on earth if they would legalize marijuana, because when you're high, you don't really give a fuck about drama, really. You're like, look, man, I don't give a fuck about, I don't know what I was mad at you about. Yo, let's go talk about it right quick, man. That's it. Ain't no, you know what I mean? I mean, you might fight over, you know, who has better weed, but other than that, it'd be all, you know. Huh?
What do you think will really happen?
I think if everybody was all high, it would be nothing but love.
Nothing but love.
It wouldn't be no, I know it wouldn't be no fights.
You gotta think about it now, God. You don't let any random motherfucker smoke with you, right?
Uh-huh.
You think niggas are going to do that when if weed ever gets legal, man? Niggas are going to be even more shady than ever. Believe that.
Yeah, I'm not saying that y'all be smoking together. I'm just saying that it will be less drama.
I don't think so.
I mean, y'all might be beefing, but niggas won't even fucking remember. Like, oh, well, man, whatever.
You have to understand the nature of a person. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Well, like in excess, like anything in excess is bad. Like, and you see how people do with cigarettes, they've been raising the price steady, and niggas don't stop smoking. You know what I'm saying?
Because there's no alternative. That's why niggas don't stop smoking.
Niggas will buy a pack. Niggas will buy a car from PA. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And pay what they were paying a year ago. Like, and it boils down to them just doing what they want to do anyway. Niggas smoke anyway, even though it's not fucking legal, son. Like, if it was fucking legal, they would. Where would the cops be? Like, what would their function be? You know what I'm saying? They have to implement certain things and make certain things legal and illegal and set. You know what I'm saying?
rules and all of that shit for certain areas, and then bigger areas, and then bigger areas ruled by the city, then the state, and then federal government, and have all these guidelines and laws in place so these motherfuckers can feed their kids.
As much as niggas,
you know what I'm saying? It's not just like it's not just a nigga go home. It's not just a nigga going to jail and then doing his time and then coming home. You know what I'm saying? It's the nigga getting the nigga appearing a lawyer or free legal aid. You know what I'm saying? Which is not the route to go. There's no difference. It's all about the lawyer. And what their intentions are, whether it's free or whether you pay for them, you know what I'm saying? Like, how far they're willing to go. How far
exactly.
I don't know how many lawyers you've obtained. I've obtained one lawyer, and as far as I'm concerned, I could have saved my money. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly what I'm talking about.
But it's not just a nigga going to jail and coming home. Like, it's CEOs getting paid, it's judges getting paid, it's bailiffs getting paid. You know what I'm saying? It's the janitors who clean the courthouse that fucking plunge the shit. You know what I'm saying? In the toilet or the judge's chambers or whatever, that plumber gets paid from that. You know what I'm saying?
But yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Like when, like I said, the United States started a lot of shit with other countries, and now everybody's beefing with each other. And if it wasn't for the United States, it wouldn't have been like that. For instance, fucking back in the days when niggas didn't play with guns. White man brought the gun in a situation. Oh, well, why fight each other? All you got to do is use his gun, and you can shoot him, and he'll be dead. A nigga used it before you know it. All niggas is getting it. And now everybody's gun happy. And now niggas are getting locked up. So, you know what I mean, fucking, it's like, if it wasn't for the government, shit would be straight in the United States. But the government had to fuck it up because they wanted some type of order, and they wanted some type of say. Like, for instance, we didn't have that fucking, dealing with the state, what's the new law that they have now, or the new type of police that they got for the government now? Homeland Security. They didn't have that shit back then, but because of the so-called 9/11 thing, now they have a new order.
Exactly.
Oh, now we have Homeland Security.
You know,
and Homeland Security,
That's called creating jobs. How do you
exactly
create something out of nothing, dog? Like,
exactly.
That's creating jobs. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas created jobs for families, but I bet you, like, most of them is white people of European descent. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like, whatever the case is, like, this shit is that's not it's not balanced. It's not equitable, and that's the fucked up thing. That us as black people, we put a lot into this country, you know what I'm saying? And it's due to a couple of different things. And one of the things is not really having a place home, you know what I'm saying, to call our own. Like, especially after years of doing the same thing and being, you know, subjected to the same shit that you're subjected to, like the little innuendo jokes and the shit on TV and, there's no black in America, you know, shit like that.
Yeah.
And that shit is crazy, man, because if we all came together, like, and come together to make a common goal, you got to come together inside yourself first, like, and that's the whole thing, like, we're missing a part of ourselves, man, until we get that back, like, there ain't going to be no coming together.
That's why niggas is blinded. And when niggas actually wake the fuck up, we can run this motherfucker. And I'm not talking about just brothers in general, I'm talking about black, Spanish, white, I mean, whatever.
It's mostly black.
But it's like, I'm talking about everybody. Because everybody right now is getting pimped. If you ain't rich, you're getting pimped. I don't give a fuck if you're a KK, a skinhead, a Black Panther, you're getting pimped. You may hate me because I'm black, but guess what? We both getting pimped together. So you can want to hang me, and I could want to shoot you, but we still getting pimped. So stop being ignorant and realize what the fuck is going on. Niggas is upping the gas prices, lowering the gas prices. It's like they got us in a box, and they're like, look at these niggas, watch. We're going to lower the gas. I bet you they all go to gas station A, and they're going to leave gas station B. Watch. Drop it to 308. See? Give me my dollar that you owe me. I told you. Playing with us. Pimping. And what is niggas doing? Nothing. Okay, well, fuck it. I guess I'll pay 308. Well, okay, you know, I'll pay $5.90 for gas. I mean, I was gonna get a bicycle. Niggas laughed at me. I didn't give a fuck. Where the fuck did I'm getting a bike? But in my profession, it would take too fucking long.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy, man. And I was told that they're dropping it. They're dropping prices so people can think, oh, Republicans is doing okay. They dropped this 308. Look good. Now, don't get blinded. Them prices are going to go skyrocketed again. Fucking government sucks, but I mean, that's what it is. What can I do? I'm damn sure not going to Africa. Africans hate us.
See? Africans hate us. Like, you're not African. And that's separation.
Yeah.
When you fucking come into true knowledge of your abilities and potential, and it won't be about, oh, we're going to take this bitch over. Because you're going to be so far advanced beyond that, that's going to be, like, we already mastered this, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're going to move on to the next thing. Build another pyramid or something. Show y'all niggas how to build a pyramid, man.
Pretty much. I want to give a big shout out to the 9/11 squad, Pussy Squad.
Pussy
squad. Yeah,
niggas got
niggas. Niggas last night. Yeah, we going in on them niggas last
night, man. Nah, you wasn't. How many did y'all win?
We won like two or three.
Yeah, I played a couple though. But you know, it is what it is. Them niggas wasn't even really going hard like that. There was a couple of good games that they had, like.
But niggas. Just really, it was a couple, but it's like these niggas was grinding.
If we want to get technical and niggas want to talk about that, there was only not even two of them niggas that was really going in. There was only one nigga that was really going in.
They all had juggernaut on.
The niggas had numbers like 12 and 7. Niggas ain't had no OD numbers like that one nigga had, guys.
And they talking about like they was popping our heads off, but these niggas, it was like 7:50 to fucking 6:30. That's not popping niggas' head off.
Yo, it was like
we had like a couple of matches where it was 7:30, 7:50.
A couple of times.
There was a couple of games.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like I said before, it's not like they was busting your ass, but you know, they were consistently like being in y'all niggas, you know what I mean? But at a certain point, like, it started getting ridiculous. Like, niggas started, like, killing niggas over and over and over again.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, B. But, you know, that shit, like,
can't
be
juggernaut faggot. That's what they want.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Can't be juggernaut faggot.
So you got
to. Yeah, pretty much.
Like, no.
Can't be juggernaut.
Factor the camping in there.
Can't be juggernaut faggot.
Yeah, they were juggernaut faggot, too.
So you combine all of that. You know, what do you have? You got what they got.
So pretty much, if they had juggernaut, every single fucking grenade that went their way, instead of me seeing a fucking, instead of me seeing a cross, I would have got killed instead of a fucking cross. It's time that I had to shoot two grenades, kill a nigga.
I done showed this nigga. I popped somebody four times with the shotgun.
Did you have juggernaut on that?
In one of the perks I had.
One of the sets?
Yeah. You see, I always switch up. I don't use the same perk through the whole game, guy. Like, I'll switch up through different slots or whatever. But, like, son, I shot a nigga four times with the shotgun, guy.
Yeah.
He's still didn't die, you hear? I had to slice this nigga right. That means it would have took five shots from a shotgun to kill him. Like, it's mad funny because it's like, I hit a nigga with a shot from at least, you know, as far as away, but, you know, still within that shot he left. I hit him one time. I'm getting closer. I hit a nigga again. I guess I get further away. I hit a nigga again. The nigga gets on last day and I hit the nigga again. What the fuck is that about? That shit is juggernaut, God. Shotty, two, three shots from a distance. That's it. The nigga's finished. And the only thing you can stop that juggernaut, you gotta be close on the nigga with that shotty. That juggernaut won't mean shit then.
Yeah, man.
Bitch ass niggas, it's all good though.
No, I check my fucking, for those of you that don't know, we talking about Xbox, but I check my, my rep.
Mm-hmm.
Niggas be actually fucking, these niggas is pussies, man. Like, if you actually put in a bad rep for somebody, you're a pussy, because 9 times out of 10, you started an argument, you didn't like how it came out because the beat came out on top, and so now you want to be a pussy about it.
Which your shit is high or something?
Yeah.
This no.
My shit ain't hot. My shit is 34%, but it's all avoids. Like people that avoid that want to avoid me, and they said that I'm I have bad language.
I don't know why niggas is not accepting that from you, son. Cause niggas take a lot of fucking abuse.
Yeah, a lot of abuse. Yeah.
Trust me, son. I've abused a lot of motherfuckers.
Niggas have abused niggas countless of nights, God, and niggas shit is mad low, God.
Listen, man. I've abused a lot of niggas, son. Like, abuse. Like, made them leave the room.
Yeah, straight up.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if they went and tucked their pussy in or they went and filed a report. With, you know, pointing
who's
fingers.
Who's taking the time out to do all that, God?
A faggot.
It's disgusting. Like, come on, you're going to stop playing your game to report somebody? Like,
pussy tuckage. Yeah, you're a pussy if you report anybody. Oh, he cursed at me. Motherfucker, you probably cursed at me.
Very bad, you know.
I mean, it's all good. Don't worry about it. Like, I mean, they know they're pussy. I mean, as long as I know that they can't get me kicked off the Xbox, that's all that matters.
Nah, you can get kicked off the Xbox.
Yeah?
On this kid, I think, dumbass. One of them niggas.
One of the crew niggas. Yeah, it was dumbass. He got
put on suspension because of his name. Oh yeah, he had to. Oh yeah, he was saying. I forgot he told me that. He was like, shit. He had to spell his name with one S, with one S. Dumbass. You know what I mean?
Are you serious? And they kicked him for that?
They suspended him because it said, you know what I mean? Because it said dumbass. Like they had two S's out there or whatever.
He should have put 2 5s.
That's true. And, you know, niggas don't think like that.
Hold on. We got a caller.
Yeah.
I'm calling you on the air.
Oh, Lord.
Figures.
Caller, you on the air.
Hopefully it's a female.
Hi.
Oh, yeah. Hi, who's this?
Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
All right. This is 6'4".
Hi, 6'4".
Hi.
Hey, Jessica, this is GQ. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Queens.
Okay. And
what part of Queens?
Radio show?
I'm calling from Ridgewood, Queens.
All right. Over by Pathmark?
Yeah.
That's what it is.
All right, now.
So, where did you hear about the radio show?
I was searching online because my homeboy has a show. So, I was just searching. I was bored actually, and I stumbled upon you guys.
Yeah, that show some QU love.
Gotta show the QU love.
Yeah. Hey, I got a question for you. Right now, this is open discussion. I mean, we was kind of talking down on the subject of politics. I was informed the other day that Obama talks more about his white side of him than his black. What do you think about that?
Well, when I saw the debate, actually, a lot of people were talking about it because before he was introduced, they showed like video clips of himself. And a lot of people were upset because they were talking about his mom because his mom is white and then his dad is black. And that's all they showed, his mom, his grandma, all those people. But they didn't really pay attention to, like, the dad and his black side of the family. So a lot of people were talking about how a lot of blacks want to vote for him, but then again, he's not even repping black. He's kind of actually, like, pulling away from that.
So no matter if McCain or Obama goes in the White House, there's still two white motherfuckers just going there. Like, it doesn't mean. That's why it's like brothers out there. Oh yeah, it's gonna be a black president. He's not even full black. You give me a black president that was born and raised in Bed-Stuy, New York, in the White House, I'll vote for him. Bed-Stuy,
yeah,
New York,
okay.
Fucking Brownsville.
Give me the best man for the job.
Yes, he will be the best man for the job. That's a decision maker right there. No, we're not doing this. We're not giving up no terrorists. You know what I mean? We don't negotiate with terrorists. And if you got a problem with that motherfucker, then see me on the White House lawn. We can squirrel right now. I got some dudes with them badges. I will do it to you, Duke. Dookie.
You got the cops with you?
Oh, no.
Got the feds with you, better yet? Even worse?
Motherfucking nah, the secret boys. The secret boys with the earpieces.
Yeah, the feds is not too far away from them.
Yeah, the feds is like right around the corner. But it's like, it's amazing because he's in. I asked somebody at my bank today about that, and they said that the reason why he hasn't showed too much of his black side is because of
unfortunately. He wants to get the white voters.
Well, that too, but also because of the fact that his dad was a deadbeat dad and just bounced on his mom. So.
Oh, yeah?
He's not too proud of his dad bouncing on him. But still, he should show that blackness, because, I mean, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it makes no sense to me. So, Jessica, it is? Who are you going to vote for?
I'm going to actually vote for Obama, because, you know, even though I'm not voting for him because he's black or white, I'm voting for him because right about now, he's, you know, someone I'd prefer over McCain, but, you know,
I
guess we'll see.
Okay, now, question. If it was Obama or Tito El Bambino, because you sound Spanish, Tito El Bambino, who would you vote for then?
No, I don't go for that. Why? Because I'm Spanish, I'm supposed to vote for someone that's Spanish? No, get out of here.
I mean, I figured that's what... All right, no doubt. What about, A6?
You know?
What, De La Hoya, what about if it was De La Hoya and Mike Tyson voting for president? Who would you pick?
Say that again?
Yeah.
I'm asking Jessica if it was De La Hoya or Mike Tyson, who would she pick? Okay, we have no answer on that one.
I guess De La Hoya, I mean,
because you're asking something that's ridiculous right now. Like, no one could really pick that. Like, come on.
Like, for president, guys? For president,
yeah.
Guys?
Now, I was just saying, I'm just putting it in the form of Spanish and black. Because Don Omar actually made a comment that he's voting for McCain because of, you know, he doesn't believe in, you know, I don't think he said it because it's black. It's just the fact that he doesn't believe in Obama and all that bullshit. So Fat Joe actually chin-checked him. Wouldn't chin-check him, but checked him on it. Like, yo, why are you voting for Republicans who don't give a fuck about you? Like, whether is the guy's black or not, I mean, he's not, McCain is not for you. So why are you doing it? And it's said that Don Omar is only doing it for publicity. Because, you know, Don Omar isn't hot no more, so he wants to, you know, oh, well, I'm just going to go against this person just to stand out. It's corny, like. It's real corny, like, who cares about all that? Personally, me, I'm not voting. I mean, even if I wanted to, it's too late anyway because I didn't register. But I really don't believe in the system. I don't believe in the government letting us as a people vote.
Mm-hmm.
And for black folks, it's especially, I don't know about Spanish, but for black people, it's okay, yo, who has the fucking bird? Who has the bird? What's all that fucking whistling? Who has Tweety the fucking bird in their fucking house?
Nah, I just smacked your mom in the butt and she gave me a little tweet.
Oh, really? So I don't believe in the fact that, you know, that they were like, and also the big thing is the fact that fucking, how do you, fucking asshole, you couldn't even, you could barely even whistle, you fucking dry mouth bastard. Go put some more baby oil on your lips, you ashy bastard.
Oh, man, hold on, where's the female at, dog? You're getting out of control.
Nah, well, hold on, fucking,
You're talking to me? Because
yeah,
I'm not listening, you know that?
No, I'm not talking to you. I was talking
okay.
to, yeah, he's talking to you,
well,
but I'm not talking. Oh, she's trying to chin check us. What's going on? Calm down, all
right?
It's just a, okay, you know what? I'm just going to mute. I'm going to mute all you motherfuckers. I'm going to say what I got to say. All right, now, fucking, and look at that. I didn't mute Jessica. I mute 6'4", so he's a fucking asshole that was over there whistling. But anyway, it's just the fact that motherfuckers, I don't believe in the fact of the... Okay, so it was you. Now I feel like an asshole because I muted my fucking host, and I'm thinking it was him, and it was you.
Asshole.
I definitely get the asshole award.
Asshole.
Yeah.
Fucking,
You're definitely an asshole for that one.
Yeah. So, fucking...
I just flushed
your mind. I lost my whole fucking train of thought and shit.
You're talking about how your mom's legs are going to spread wide and all of that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's not cool.
You know, Jessica, I'm going to send you, in Queens, I'm going to send you a Christmas gift. It's going to be a box of Taco Bell sauce, okay?
Listen, okay, I'm not Mexican, all right? Don't get it twisted.
You sound a little bit offended there, you know. May we ask where you work at? You sell oranges or something like
that?
You sell oranges? You sell oranges out of the back of a truck?
You trying to get on me? I know this host is not trying to get on me.
Anyway, that'll be enough. So, fucking, oh, yeah, that's what I was trying to say. We have to fucking, they have to sign a, what is it, a constitution? Like, we have a certain period when we can vote. Like, they have a fucking, like, in other words, we have an expiration date on our voting privileges.
And it's if not you don't an expiration date. It's if you don't register on time, you can't vote for the certain election.
No, I'm not talking about, see, that's what you don't know. They said, like, they just signed the bill again. There's a bill out that Lincoln signed, and it lasts for some odd years. And that
well, Lincoln was the 16th president of the United States. So, like, how many years could that have been going on? Like, that was, like, a long time ago.
No. But it wasn't since. It wasn't since then. It was, like, it was for a period of time, and then someone else signed it again, and then it was for another period of time. And just, like, a year or two ago, it was actually time for them to sign the bill, and it was actually on the news. Like, if they didn't sign the bill, that African-Americans couldn't vote. It's fucked up. Like, you don't see that for Puerto Ricans. Why do you got to be African-Americans?
Well,
motherfucker, I didn't want to come to, my ancestors didn't want to come to this country. Some fucking black-ass Africans sold us to the white man. You know what I mean? I see you good with your lips over there. Hello?
Yeah?
Nothing. So,
You're doing real good with your lips, he said.
Excuse me?
6'4 said you're real good with your lips.
I'll disregard that.
What happened?
I said I'll disregard that.
I don't know what
you
said either.
It's
all right. Yeah, I was going to flow with it. Like, all right, well, you know.
You don't know what that means? I said I'll disregard that.
Oh, all right. Because you just said it real fast. I disregard that. I'm like, what? What'd you say? I disregard that. mostly, you know, open your
are
mouth.
Are you trying to get at me? Are you trying to get at me?
No, I'm not trying to get at you.
I'm
just telling you, like, you know, how you said it.
Oh, okay.
Calm down. Everything's going to be okay, all right?
I mean, I heard this show was on, like, yeah, rank on a lot of people, so.
Oh, yeah, we do.
I'm not the one. and I know you know I'm not the one.
Oh, really? And how would I know that?
Because I know you know, right? You GQ, right? You should know, right?
That's fucking right. You're right. I'm GQ.
Right then. You know. I'm not the
I learned from 6'4", though, so you have to let him know, because that's my mentor right there.
4, do you know that I'm not the one either, right?
I mean, I don't know what that's supposed to mean.
Yesterday, I said a couple of things about how I look up to 6'4", and all this shit. And he kind of roasted me today. He said that I sound like a bitch.
He kind of roasted me today.
Yeah.
I thought it was 3 people on the show.
Yeah, his phone is, he's in the Matrix right now.
Oh, I see.
But, Jessica, yesterday on the show, I was telling 6'4" how it was my brother and I look up to him and this and that.
Oh.
Would you have taken that as a, that's what's up, or would you have said you should have kept that to yourself?
I mean, I would have said you should have, that's something private, like, I don't want to know that, especially on the radio, like, who wants to sit and listen to somebody say, yeah, I look up to you, dude.
Oh, yeah, so all right, so I get the homosexual award for that one?
Yeah.
Okay, that's always good.
Mm-hmm.
So if I told my brother, hey, I love you.
Don't do that, I'm a strong. Because then I won't listen.
Huh?
And then nobody else would listen either. I said if you did that, nobody would listen. Nobody wants to listen to you say to someone, I love you. I mean,
yeah.
This show is what about being angry and mad at the world, right? So.
Yeah, you're fucking right. We already got on the subject about my car payment. You know. And then we got on the subject about we were speaking about how, you know, it's amazing how.
So what's going on with your car payment?
It's just the fact that I'm paying for a car that's not worth it. And
what did the others say?
Huh?
What's said about the car payment?
What was said?
Yeah.
The fact that, you know, that I'm paying money for nothing. And I'm behind, pretty much.
So, 6'4", you think he should... So, what, you're not going to pay your car and they're going to get it repoed?
I really wanted to hand it in. And I want to save up money, not put no more payments on it. Save up money for, like, a used car. Just hand it in.
What do you think
pay
about
whatever
that
they don't sell it for.
You think you should do that? 6'4"?
What's that, Ma?
You think you should do that?
Nah, I don't think that's the best way to handle it, but, you know, I guess that's what works for him.
Oh, I see. Well,
what would you do?
I would try to stick in there, but I don't know, you know? I don't know his predicament, so, you know, maybe he might have to, or I don't know. I know that at the end of the day, regardless what you do, you know, you're still going to have to make a decision, so I don't know. But I will tell you, if you can't pay your car note, then how are you going to pay a used car?
Mm-hmm.
And used cars, aren't they? Sometimes they're not the best, in the best condition, so isn't it going to, you're going to have to come out your pocket for more trouble, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It's definitely... It's definitely something.
Well, yeah.
I don't know.
When is the show over?
I mean, the show's actually over now. But, you know. I don't know.
I got
a lot to think about, so.
Yeah, you do. Good luck, GQ. Well, it was nice talking to you guys, but I'm out now.
Likewise, man.
Bye.
So, are you going to listen to the show on a regular?
I don't know. I hope you guys have topics.
Hold on, what she said?
He said, well, I don't know. I mean, I hope you guys have topics.
You know, you need to be appealing to the ladies as well, so.
Oh, really?
You know,
and what's that?
The ladies love talking about sex, just like we do.
Excuse me? What is that?
I think he said the ladies love talking about sex.
Yeah, that's why I say you need to come up with different topics. So then if you start talking about sex, would this really be an Angry Bastard radio show?
No, it actually wouldn't, unless you were talking about angry sex.
Oh. Alrighty then.
So then, quick question. So quick question. Hold on now. Quick question. What kind of question would you just throw out there, just for hypothetically speaking?
I don't know. What type of what question? Topic?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe style? I have no idea.
Style?
Or maybe how men are bastards.
Oh, Lord, here we go. Hey, Six.
Yeah? Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, I just hung up on 6-4 because he's not paying attention.
Wait,
hold on. Since you're here, I might as well, you know, answer that question. I'm going to answer the question for a question, though. Why are women...
Because you guys make us be the females that we are. Because if you didn't behave the way y'all did, we wouldn't be the females that we are. Plain and simple. Straight to the point.
Wait, what you say? What?
If you guys didn't behave like the males you are, we wouldn't behave like the females we are.
Really?
Really.
So, that means that...
There's a cause and effect to everything. So,
you guys caused
something, and we have to give you the effect.
It's amazing. It's amazing, because I used to say the same thing to a female that I was talking to.
Cause and effect,
now.
Really? Wow.
Yeah,
okay, I never heard a guy say that one, but okay.
Yeah, because I used to tell her, you know, because you did this, the effect is this. But,
really?
I mean,
Wow.
I used to say it all the time. All the
really?
Time. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, you have a cute voice.
Thank you. I've been told. I'll
talk. Are you short?
You don't need to know that.
Okay, cool. Don't worry about it. I don't want you to cut me up. I know you got a blade underneath your tongue. You're Puerto Rican.
Anyways.
But,
Puerto Rican. Stop assuming.
Okay, what are you, Dominican?
Never.
Okay. Cuban.
Hell no.
You're not Mexican, Venezuelan.
I'm Puerto Rican, but I'm assume that I'm Puerto Rican.
I kinda figured it. I mean, I heard it in your voice. The cockiness.
Okay. Anyway.
The cockiness.
Yeah, I know. I've been told.
Okay, but the thing about it is the fact that technically if someone does something and you have to react like that, you shouldn't react because of a man.
Well, you know what? Maybe men shouldn't act the way they do. Just
not
all men like dogs. We won't treat you like dogs.
Yeah, no doubt, but not all men are dogs. You can't say that until you mess with every single man. You can't say that if you haven't messed with every single man in the world.
Well, you guys mess it up. I mean, some girls don't care. They still do their thing regardless, so whatever. It is what it is. If you, you know, I mean, girls, I guess, they cheat on men too, but because of you guys. You guys fuck up.
I mean, you got good men out there that actually would do anything for a female if females play
games. Yeah, that's what they say. They say they liars.
Well, look at women.
Say that to get to you. And then once they have you, that's it. It's a wrap.
Okay, no doubt. But I knew a guy that had a girl, given him oral sex, and her boyfriend called up. She was talking to him while the event was still going on.
Wait, rewind. What did you say?
I said, I know a guy that was getting oral sex, and the girl was giving him oral sex, you know, giving him head, and her boyfriend called. So she was still doing it while talking. Then she stopped
my boy.
Well,
guys do that too. Ever.
I'm not saying that it doesn't happen on a guy turn, but I'm just saying that you can't, because you're coming off like, okay, well, you know, guys do this, so they're dogs and
well,
women are
great. Well, I mean, on that note, GQ, maybe you want to do a show tomorrow about that because, you know, the listeners are not listening, aren't they?
Well, no, they're actually not listening because we're off the air right now.
Yeah, so maybe we should just save this conversation for tomorrow.
So does that mean that you will join the show?
Yeah, just let me know. Let me know when it is, and I will hit that up.
You know, that's a date, because.
All right, then. All
right. Well, I'm gonna have a lot to say. 6-4 is gonna have a lot to say, and I guess you can speak for the rest of the women in the world that, you know, I don't know who's gonna listen,
but.
All right,
great. We'll be angry about each other. That's perfect.
Yeah. Angry Bastard Radio. Y'all hear it, people. Make sure y'all tune in 7 p.m. Are you available at 7?
Yeah.
Make sure y'all tune in 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. and with Jessica, the caller from Queens, with her on the show. She seems like she has a lot to say. So with that being said and done, it's going to be ugly. Very angry station. Very angry radio. Angry Bastard Radio. So with that being said and done, we'll see you tomorrow night, 7. It might go into overtime. We don't know. Might be, you know, depending on how juicy it gets. Maybe I can get Jessica to call some of her friends. Maybe her homegirls might have a little bit of their 2 cents to put in.
Yeah.
Who knows? I know it's going to be a very good show because Jessica's real smart with the mouth. She sounds like a girl from Brooklyn, but she's from Queens, so whatever. Okay, well, Jessica, I appreciate you being bored and calling the show. And what show does your boy actually have?
Excuse me?
What show of Blotto? You don't know. Okay. You have a smart mouth, but it's cool.
Thank
what
you.
Handle that?
Bye.
Wait. What handle it tomorrow? Goodbye.
Bye.